tell the GPs out there, what is low-level laser therapy?
Well, for me, low-level laser therapy is the application of laser of certain wavelengths and of particular strengths to interact with various cells and then tissues of the body to induce a physiological effect.
Generally speaking, how much do patients benefit from this treatment?
Well, for neck pain, my trials have demonstrated that 80% of people get at least 50% better. And a percentage of those people, maybe 10%, 20%, get complete relief of pain, which is independent of the duration of the pain. So they might have pain for 15 years and they can still get pain relief.
How do you think it works on neck pain, in simple terms?
I think the laser interacts with several of the tissue types and several of the anatomical structures in neck pain. I think it works as a form of neural blockade. So instead of a local anaesthetic injection like you might give for facet joint block or epidural block or even trigger point injections, I think the laser, when applied over the neck, does inhibit nerves, probably inhibits the nerve to the facet joint, but certainly inhibits nerves in the trigger points and in the muscles. That's one of the major effects. I think it has an anti-inflammatory effect, which may be relevant in an acute exacerbation of pain. I think it's got effects on the lymphatics, which are very often involved in any chronic musculoskeletal injury, which is also tied up with neurogenic inflammation, where long-term pain is associated with hyperalgesia and allodynia. And both of those things represent a sensitization of the nervous system, so that in some ways the nerves in the neck, and I'm talking about to the muscles, to the spinal structures, to the facet joints, to the ligaments, are much more sensitive than they would normally be because there's been a change in the central nervous system, in the spinal cord. So I would regard it as upregulation of their nociceptive response. And I also think that tissue repair effects also come into play where you have inflamed facet joints, and then you have the tissue healing effects of the laser, that is the effects on the fibroblasts, the macrophages, the neutrophils, have a longer term action in helping to repair some of those areas which are chronically inflamed. And there may be other effects where you get an increase in endorphins, a change in the serotonin levels, which all add to make the patient start to feel pain relief. And then there's that cascading effect of reduced pain, improved lymphatic flow, improved healing, reduced inflammation, reduced muscle spasm, which is also another effect, direct spasmolytic effect of laser on the muscles, and ultimately leading to decreased pain and improved knee function. And then patients can start to do exercises and be more active.
Which is good, given that the currently the best therapies for neck pain seem to be around mobilisation and physiotherapy.
Well, certainly drug therapies, and which includes injection therapies of cortisone and other forms of neural blockade, are not very effective if you look at the systematic reviews. Certainly exercise is helpful, but very often those patients who have allodynia and hyperalgesia simply do not respond very well, and even manipulation. So the more sensitive they are, the less likely they are to be able to respond to massage therapy and to the manipulative, the hands-on therapies. So laser, I think, has a particular benefit in those people who are too tender to touch, too sensitized to be able to introduce these more hands-on physical therapies. And it may be that that subgroup will ultimately be the group that will benefit the most by laser therapy.
How long does a typical laser treatment session take?
For me, as a GP, with no manual therapy skills, it usually takes 20 minutes for me to treat somebody adequately with neck pain, both in examining them, in treating them, and then in testing their response to treatment, and then retreating them again. I also use drug therapies and use appropriate analgesic techniques because I am managing the whole patient. I'm not just managing their facet joint or their disc or their trigger points. I'm managing a whole person. So laser therapy is part, in the hands of a GP such as myself, it is a whole it is part of whole person management. So I do educate people, I do sometimes give them gentle exercises, but the laser therapy per se would be up to 20 minutes with those other aspects involved. The laser therapy would probably be 15 to 20 minutes, but of course while I'm treating them, I'm also talking to them, explaining to them what I'm doing, explaining the process of what I think laser is doing, which is relieving muscle spasm, acting like a nerve block, because most people don't want to have injections. And many people I see have already had injections and they haven't been successful and they're often very painful. Many of them don't want to take drugs and they've been offered a variety of drugs. I do make the point too when I see patients, particularly if it's a long-standing problem, that it isn't a miracle cure and they're not going to just walk out and never have to come back or never do anything again. But laser therapy offers the opportunity of desensitizing the nerves, and I often use the analogy of a computer, that they need to have their computer program reinstalled, that they need to have their system rebooted. And in some ways, that's what the laser does by the way it acts on the nervous system, because our nervous system and our pain system, which is composed of the pain matrix, which really is from the skin to the brain, is like a biological computer. And when we change the input, we get an output change. In this case, the input is the laser therapy, the change in the nerves, in the muscles, in the lymphatics, then the modulation of the signalling from the skin virtually through the muscles, through the ligaments, through the nerves to the brain and then back again. So we are resetting their computer. We are re-establishing a normal baseline, normalising their tissue. And that to me is a very important concept to get across to patients. And also that during the treatment, during the laser treatment, I'm initiating something. That when the treatment stops, the process of healing, the process of changing the pattern in the nerves and the muscles continues. And subsequent treatments are then necessary to reinforce that initial effect. So it is a matter of just changing the program in that part of the body's computer.
In your experience, how soon does it start to work?
People really should get a benefit immediately. It might be a subtle movement, it might be a subtle change, it might be just a slight improvement in their range of movement. It might be that the muscles, the trapezius or other neck muscles start to relax a little bit, and you can tell that just by the texture of the muscles. And if they have a headache, you should be able to reduce the headache somewhat. So I would say, ideally, I would look for a change within the first 10 to 15 minutes of the first treatment. Then I can tell the patient they're going to get a lot better. I won't say that they'll get 100% better, but I can say they're going to improve. So whatever then happens is built on that very first reaction to treatment. If they haven't responded by 4 or 5 treatments, then I really believe that there's some other pathology going on that needs a different sort of assessment. That's how confident I am that laser therapy is effective in dealing with all those elements of what you would find in chronic neck pain pathology and acute neck pain too, for that matter.
How many treatments does it take and how often should you be delivering it?
With neck pain, chronic neck pain, especially something that's been around for quite a while, I would generally tell people they might need between 6 to 8 treatments to get the 80% improvement. But because everybody is different and pathology is different in terms of whether it's more muscle spasm or facet joint problems, it does vary. But a rule of thumb is I tell them I will do 4 treatments initially and then reassess, and we will know very well by then, and then we probably do another 4, maybe 4 treatments. But this is then extending the time between treatments. I may then send them to a physiotherapist or an osteopath to have some additional manual therapies. If I were a physiotherapist, I probably wouldn't need to do anything more because I don't have those manual skills, but I think those manual skills are very good. And I give them instructions on, you know, care with posture and making sure that they understand how they might be putting strain on their neck without even realising. So during the course of those treatments, I'm trying to educate people about how to manage the stressors on their neck, as well as psychological stresses.
How long do the benefits last?
Well, I think that's one of the quite unique things about laser therapy, that I think it has got a long-term benefit. And in our trial, we showed that there was improved treatment up to 22 weeks. And as time went on, patients actually got less and less pain. So although we can only say based on the data that the benefit lasts up to 22 weeks, I believe from my own personal experience that it can be long-term. And I have patients coming back to me. Somebody came back to me 5 years after a course of treatment where he said his neck pain and headache went away for 5 years after 6 treatments. And he's come back because it's activated again. And hopefully he can have the same response this time round. So it can never be guaranteed that the pain won't ever come back again. But when you are getting levels like that, it's very significant. So long term, and I think this is partly because of the down regulation of the pain system, the irritable pain matrix is down regulated because of the changes that the laser induces in the spinal cord and ultimately in the cortex.
Compared with other procedures and drug therapies that you use as a GP, how does this laser treatment for neck pain compare in terms of the amount of evidence?
Well, I believe that our laser therapy systematic review has actually found more trials than any other therapy for neck pain, be it massage, drugs. In total, we had 16 trials. And although they were grouped into different categories, from an evidence-based point of view, we have the most evidence for any therapy for neck pain, including drugs and other manual and exercise therapies. So I think there's a very substantial amount of evidence to support the use of laser therapy as a modality of treatment in neck pain.
What are the contraindications?
In terms of using it across a population, I would think the only contraindication that I would be wary of would be somebody who had had a recent diagnosis of head and neck cancer, where there may be a question about micro metastases or perhaps not completely under control cancer. And this is only based on a degree of paranoia rather than any evidence. There's actually no evidence to suggest there's a problem. In fact, there's evidence to suggest that it might be beneficial, but I would think that's the only contraindication that I would probably be wary of. That's an active cancer in the region of the head and neck. But I actually can't think of any other contraindication. There is a question about pregnancy, but only because pregnancy is a special category where you have to have shown that there is active evidence of no problem. So it's not good enough in pregnancy to say, well, it's never demonstrated a problem. That's not now not an acceptable form of evidence. You really need to say, we have tested it in pregnant women and there is no evidence. So, but and again, that's only because it is that's the current response to any treatments, including drug therapies in pregnancy, not because there's any evidence whatsoever that there is a problem. So it's exceptionally safe. And the other thing I think that is really very helpful is that for elderly people who are intolerant of medications, who do suffer a lot with multiple comorbidities, drug therapies they can't take, extra medications, laser therapy seems to be exceptionally beneficial in the elderly. And I think it's because their systems are so depleted that they are very responsive to any therapy that adds energy into the system.
And in your surgery, in your practice, have you seen any economic benefits?
Well, the economic benefits, I think, relate to both the reduction in the need for ongoing physiotherapy or chiropractic or osteopathic treatments or other therapies where people have to keep going back and back and back to maintain a level of function, which is often, as we've said, is not necessarily very effective. So from the patient's perspective, a course of laser therapy will ultimately reduce their need for other co-interventions. It will reduce the need for medications, so that is a reduction in an economic burden. It will reduce the need for those to have surgery, for which there is even less evidence of benefit, even when you have nerve root irritation. And these people, this subgroup of people who might have a radiculopathy and nerve impingement, I think that particular group, although it may be a slow response, and I'd put them in a special category where the treatment... This is not chronic non-specific neck pain. This is neck pain with radiculopathy. These people often do very well, but the treatment has to be very gentle and very sometimes repeated a little bit more frequently, simply because you are now targeting the nerve root and the inflammation in the nerve root. But these people can often be saved from having surgery as well. And the management of that group of people is quite specialised, but if you reduce even 20 to 30% of the need for surgery, you are helping them, of course, but you're also reducing the cost burden of neck pain, which is very significant. In Australia, in 2007, it was estimated that the cost burden of neck pain, and that's including not only direct treatment costs, but other costs, was $34 billion, and it's now probably increased anyway, $34 billion Australian dollars. So it's very obvious that in terms of both the direct cost of treatment and the cost to the individual in terms of loss of work time, in terms of quality of life, which has actually been estimated in that particular analysis, is actually very important. So you have to think of both the cost to the individual, both psychological and economic cost to the economy in terms of access of pharmaceutical benefits, of surgical intervention. And then you have the side effects of all of those drugs and surgical interventions and other interventions, which all are an additional cost on top of that. So I think if you could have your neck pain treated in primary care and reduce even 30% of people going on to need much more high-level treatment, then it's a big benefit.
Can you give me a couple more case histories?
Well, I have a lady who is 78 now, who had chronic disabling neck pain, which was related to facet joint arthritis. That's the diagnosis, even though we know that it's really very hard, actually, in clinical practice to identify the exact anatomical structure. It may start as a facet joint arthritis, but because of the way the nervous system works, in particular the nociceptive system works, muscles, ligaments, joints, and other levels all become involved in the pain process. And she had disabling pain and was taking opioids on a daily basis. And she eventually found me, and she'd been having osteopathy, chiropractic, the usual range of treatments that people have with no benefit. And within 4 weeks, she was had reduced her medication dramatically. And she now comes back to me once every 3 months just for a top-up. And it's now 5 years that I just see her intermittently just to keep her going. So she demonstrates the benefit of somebody who's tried everything, who is completely, wasn't able to do anything, who has reduced her drug intake and who manages. And she has to drive a long way to see me. And I would say that I would have many, many cases like this, which I actually did record in my audit of my practice, which was published in the Journal of the Musculoskeletal Medicine, which looked at a retrospective analysis of all my neck pain patients, and it demonstrated quite significant relief in pain. And I'm reminded of another patient who was a young man who worked as a manual worker and lifted and carried and used forklifts, and he had had his neck pain for 4 years. He was a workers' compensation patient. Once again, he tried everything, and he had severe headaches and quite disabling arm pain, couldn't sleep at night. And the first time I saw him, I treated in the way that I normally do, which is I treat the nerve outlet and the muscles around the neck. And within 20 minutes, the pain that he'd had for 4 years went completely. And he couldn't believe it. He was just stunned and couldn't understand why the doctor in the practice hadn't referred him 4 years earlier. So that's what happens. And I see him from time to time with other problems, with his tennis elbow and shoulder problems. But his neck pain has maintained at this almost non-existent level now, and he still reminds me of that first treatment when, after 4 years, his pain went away in 20 minutes.
Have you got special skills? Can any GP do this? Is it appropriate for nurses to do this? Is it really appropriate for physios, osteopaths and chiropractors? What kind of skill level do people need in order to be able to introduce this treatment to their practice?
I think that to use laser therapy for neck pain in practice, one needs probably two or three different skill sets. One is to be able to understand the anatomy of the neck and the anatomy of the nerves and the muscles and the referral pathways. Somewhat like the Travell and Simons understanding of trigger points is also very helpful. And the diagnostic capacity to make sure that there is nothing seriously wrong with the patient,